हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट 1b। भक्ति कृष्णे दया जीवेशु भक्ति कृष्णे दया जीवेशु अकुंठ ज्ञानम आत्मनि अकुंठ ज्ञानम आत्मनि यदि स्यादात्मनो भूयात् यदि स्यादात्मनो भूयात् अपवर्गस्तु संस्मृतेः अपवर्गस्तु संस्कृतेः भक्ति कृष्णे दया जीवेषु भक्ति कृष्णे दया जीवेषु अकुंठ ज्ञानमात्मनि अकुंठ ज्ञानमात्मनि यदि स्यादात्मनो भूयात् यदि स्यादात्मनो भूयात् अपवर्गस्तु संस्कृते अपवर्गस्तु संस्कृते भक्ति ही डिवोशनल सर्विस कृष्णे unto Krishna, daya, mercy, jiveshu, unto other living entities, akunta jnanam, perfect knowledge, atmani, of the self, yadi, if, syat, it becomes atmanaha, of oneself, bhuyat, there must be apavargaha, liberation, to then sansrutehe, from the bondage of material life. Translation. If a living entity is developed in Krishna consciousness, and is merciful to others, and if his spiritual knowledge of self-realization is perfect, he will immediately attain liberation from the bondage of material existence. Please repeat. If a living entity is developed in Krishna consciousness and is merciful to others, and if his spiritual knowledge of self-realization is perfect, he will immediately attain liberation from the bondage of material existence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the words Daya Jiveshu, meaning mercy to other living entities, indicates that a living entity must be merciful to other living entities if he wishes to make progress in self-realization. This means he must preach this knowledge after perfecting himself, understanding his own position as an eternal servant of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Bharat Bhumite Haile Manushya Janma Jar, Janma Sarthak Kari, Kara Parupaka. Janma Sarthak Kari. First, perfect your own life and then Kara Parupakar. Benefit others. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, Krishna Naam, Jivar Daya, Krishna Naam, Sarva Dharma Sar. Jivar Daya, the compassion upon living entities and chanting the holy name is the essence of all religion. So, preaching is essence. Prabhupada gave us very brief formula, and that is very succinct and very powerful. This means he must preach his this knowledge after perfecting himself, understanding his own position as an eternal servant of Krishna. Preaching this is showing real mercy to living entities. Other types of humanitarian work may be temporarily beneficial for the body, but because a living entity is spirit soul, ultimately one can show him real mercy only by revealing knowledge of his spiritual existence. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivara Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Every living entity is constitutionally a servant of Krishna. One should know this fact perfectly and should preach it to the mass of people. If one realizes that he is an eternal servant of Krishna but does not preach it, his realization is imperfect. This is a very loaded statement. If you know that you are a spirit soul and you are eternal servant of Krishna, still, if you don't preach, your realization is imperfect. So preaching is not optional. I can chant Hare Krishna, I can preach, I can be Goshti Anandi, I can be Bhajan Anandi. But if you are actually follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to preach. It's not optional. If one realizes that he is an eternal servant of Krishna but does not preach it, his realization is imperfect. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore sings, Dushtaman, Tumi Kishara Vaishnav, Pratishthara Tare, Nirjanera Ghare, Tava Harinam, Keval Kaitava. My dear mind, what kind of Vaishnava are you? Simply for false prestige and a material reputation, you are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra in a solitary place. In this way, people who do not preach are criticized. There are many Vaishnavas in Vrindavan who do not like preaching. They chiefly try to imitate Haridas Thakur. The actual result of their so-called chanting in a secluded place, however, is that they sleep and think of women and money. Similarly, one who simply engages in temple worship but does not see to the interest of the mass of people or cannot recognize devotees is called a Kanishtha Adhikari. Archayam eva haraye, pujam eva sadaye hate, natad bhakteshu chanyeshu, sa bhakta prakata smrita. One who worships the deity with great faith but does not recognize the devotee of Krishna or other living entities, he is a prakruta bhakta, a kanishtha adhikari, third class devotee. I remember one very famous story. When Prabhupada was here, one devotee went to, I think it was Radharaman temple, and the devotee was praying very nicely to the deity. So the pujari said, "That's very nice. You go on preaching to the world and you go on doing all your book distribution, then you will take birth in Vrindavan Dham, you will worship the deities." So devotee came to Prabhupada and Prabhupada, he told Prabhupada that Prabhupada the pujari said like this. So Prabhupada said, "And what did you say? You should have said, you go on ringing the bell nicely and do the puja nicely and then you will become a great preacher of Krishna consciousness all over the world." So, there is nothing greater than preaching the mercy of the Lord. There is no greater mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, even greater than associating with the Lord. Kurma Brahman wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "I cannot no longer tolerate the pushes of my senses. I want to come with you." So Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no. Become guru by my order. And whomever you meet, you talk about Krishna. And this way deliver this country. Amara agyai guru haiya tarayai desh. Jare dakha tareka Krishna upadesh." Simply speak about Krishna, whomever you meet. In this way, the senses will not disturb you. Evena badile tomar vishayatarang punarapi ethai pave murasang. In this very place, you will associate with me, you will get my association. And in this way, the senses will no longer disturb you. And Srila Prabhupada has proved how much compassion he had, how much sacrifice he performed for the humanity, and how Krishna rewarded him so sumptuously. In the history of mankind, no one person at such an advanced stage has transformed the lives of so many people all over the world. This is a unique example. This is never to be found anywhere. This is the best way to control our senses and mind. Constantly speak about Krishna. Ebena badile tomar vishayatara. Otherwise, even worshipping the deities is not sufficient. Because it is not the Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan. Sankirtan also has gradation. For our level, we are not qualified to chant like Haridas Thakur. Prabhupada even considered himself not fit to chant in a secluded place. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself did not consider fit to sit in a secluded place and chant. He chanted for 9 years in Mayapur. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in his dream and says, "No, you preach." And then he came out and started his mission, Gaudiya mission. For 9 years, he chanted 100 crore holy names, Satakoti Nam Yagya. Every day he was chanting 300,000 names. And after that, after receiving sufficient strength to spread the holy name, he came out and went town to town, village to village. He was even ready to feed grains on Ekadashi if one wanted to preach. Of course, there is no need to do that, but he wanted to show the importance of preaching. So all the great acharyas, they have understood this to be the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Prabhupada says, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam. What is the Manobhishtam of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is the internal desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Somebody said, to relish the Radha Krishna pastimes is the Manobhishtam of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada says, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam is Jara Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh Amara Gaya Guru Haya Tare Idesh. This is Chaitanya Manobhishtam. And that is the desire of Lord Rupa Goswami, all the six Goswamis. Nana Sastra Vichara Neka Nipuno Saddharma Sanstapako Lokanam Hitakari Nau Tribhuvane Manyav Sharanyakaro. What is their prime function? Nana Sastra Vicharanai. Establishing the conclusion of all the different Vedic literatures. Nana Sastra Nipuno Saddharma Sanstapak. And establish the actual right principles of religion. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavag Nirvapa. This is the essence of religion. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his followers, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarabhum Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai. He taught them hundreds and thousands of verses. But he only wrote 8 stanzas of Shikshastra, in which he glorified the holy name, chanting of the holy name. So Yuga Dharma is chanting the holy name of Krishna. There is no doubt about it. But how we can chant? We are not able to sit in one place and chant Hare Krishna. Therefore Prabhupada reduced the number of rounds that we can chant to 16. And the rest of the time we can go and preach, distribute books. And this formula became very successful. Preaching is the essence, purity is the force, books are the basis, and utility is the principle. All the things should be utilized for preaching mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the perfect utility. If you don't utilize it for preaching, everything will ultimately rot. Everything, material, life in the material world is so contaminating. Every second, Maya is attacking. Every second. And Maya has a very powerful contaminating effect. No one can escape. Every second, Maya attacks. And if we are not utilizing all our faculties for preaching, it will affect the minds of even the best of the spiritualists. Srila Prabhupada used to say that some sannyasis renounce the order of life, the Mayavadi sannyasis. They give up material life and they go to Himalaya for meditation. But they cannot last in Himalaya. So they come back and open hospitals, or open schools or colleges, sannyas ashram, or they open ashrams, monasteries. And they manage just like any other ordinary materialistic man manages his business. So if we are not preaching, then we become managers. of material institutions. Very important. Prabhupada also explained that Mahatma Gandhi was a great self-controlled man. He observed celibacy when he was 36, 37 years old. And he motivated millions of people for getting independence from the British. But he never released himself from the bodily concept of life. Till the end of his life, he thought he was Indian, and somebody was Britisher, and somebody was my enemy, and somebody is my friend. So, the best blessings of the Lord is to have this real knowledge. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena maupayantite. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was talking with his brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya said, "You want to teach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vedanta? You are a mad person." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was brother-in-law of Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Acharya's wife was his sister. So they were having quarrels like this. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, "Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas from a lower grade of sect, which is called Bharati Sampradaya. So I can give him Yogapatta and elevate him to Saraswati or Tirtha, any other. Even amongst the sannyasi names, there are higher and lower. They are supposed to have renounced everything. They are supposed to have renounced even the sacred thread and the Shikha also. But they are still stuck in the names." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purposefully took sannyas from a lower grade of sampradaya. And he didn't change his brahmachari name. He kept Sri Krishna Chaitanya. He didn't become any Ananda or any Tirtha or any Saraswati or like that. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because he was very affectionate to Lord Chaitanya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's father was a friend of Nilambar Chakravarti, who was the grandfather of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maternal grandfather. So he was very astounded to see the beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, youthful age, 24 years, and very handsome man. How he will maintain sannyas? I'll have to give him some instructions on Vedanta. I'll teach him Vedanta. I'll do this, I'll do that. In his own way, he was planning like that. But Gopinath Acharya was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He knew he is Krishna himself. He doesn't require any teaching from anybody else or any elevation from anybody else. So he, Gopinath Acharya was trying to tell him that this is the Lord himself who has appeared to deliver his own devotional service to everybody in Kali Yuga. He has descended out of his causeless mercy. You take shelter of him, do not try to teach him. So, while talking, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, "How do you know you have the mercy of the Lord and I don't have the mercy of the Lord?" So he said, "Vastu Vishaya Jnana." If somebody has the knowledge of the essence of spiritual life, then it is considered that this man has the mercy of the Lord. That's what Gopinath Acharya replied. "Because you cannot understand that this extraordinary person is extraordinary beauty, extraordinary knowledge, extraordinary renunciation. After seeing all these things, after seeing how he swooned in front of Jagannath and he lost all his consciousness and he was completely in ecstasy of devotional service, even after seeing all this, you think he is an ordinary man. That means you don't have the mercy. Because even after seeing his potency, you could not understand. So to understand the essence of spiritual life, Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Nakare Alas, Iha Hoite Krishna Lage Sudrud Manas. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, devotional service has specific Siddhanta principles. Rasabhas. Swarup Damodar Goswami was very expert in finding anything impurity in devotional service, but immediately reject it. There was one person that came with Raghunath Das, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami from Banaras. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was a great son of Tapan Mishra, very great devotee. And this one Ram Bhakta Brahman came with him. He was serving Raghunath Bhatta, even though Raghunath was much younger. And he was carrying his luggage and he was serving. He was constantly chanting Ram Ram. So he came, they came to Puri, and Swarup Damodar Goswami saw this Ram Bhakta, but didn't take much interest in him. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was a little bit surprised why he is such a great devotee, why is not so recognized. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did not pay much attention to him. So then finally Raghunath Bhatta asked Swarup Damodar, what's wrong with this? This is a very nice devotee, very humble, always chanting Ram. So he said, he is always chanting Ram, but in his heart he wants to become Ram. He is a Mayavadi. He wants to become one with God. He is not a servant, humble servant of God. So some discussion took place, and then his heart was revealed that he was actually follower of impersonal Brahman. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's greatest contribution is that he purified devotional service from all different mixtures. Anya Vilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmajnanatam Anukulina Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktiruttama. He made devotional service free from karma, jnana, yoga, La Puja Pratishtha Upasakha Gana. Along with devotional service also come La Puja and Pratishtha. So if you want to stay from La Puja Pratishtha, if you want to protect yourself, then you have to go door to door, because people will slam their door on your face. They don't know that you are a big preacher, a big recognized, worshipable spiritual master, anything. Prabhupada went like that. Even after Prabhupada established the movement, even after he had thousands of disciples, he once came to Ahmedabad, and he went with us to look for a house on rent. He went to 5-6 places to look for a house, 1,000 rupees a month, little apartment. But Prabhupada personally went out with me. I was foolish, I didn't realize Prabhupada was advanced in age. He was 76, or was 80 years of age. And I shouldn't have given trouble, but in order to encourage me, he went out without any consideration that I am Jagat Guru and I have thousands and thousands of disciples. There was not an iota of pride in Prabhupada. because he had Krishna, the most precious wealth in life. He was Krishna, he was satisfied with Krishna. So nothing else attracted him. He was fully satisfied in Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Das Goswami that even though your father and your uncle, they are very religious people and they are very Brahminical, I will take some liberty and make a joke about them because they are also followers of Nilambar Chakravarti, my grandfather. They are like his order carrier servants. All the Vaishnavas were helped by Jagannath Das Goswami's father and uncle. Still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tumara Bapa Jetha, Vishtha Gartir Kida. Your father and your uncle are worms of the spit of stool of sense gratification. Vishaya Mahasukha Sukhakari Mane Vishaya Vishaya Mahapida Sukhakari Mane. They think that this happiness of sense enjoyment is very great happiness. Yadyapi Brahmanyakare Brahmanaya Sahaya. Even though they are Brahminical and they help all the Brahmanas, still the nature of sense gratification is such that it makes one blind to spiritual life. Kare maha andh. Tathavi vishayara sabhav kare maha andh. So, the bodily concept of life makes one blind to spiritual interest, spiritual life. Deha-patra-kalatra-adishu Atma-sainishu asat-swapi Tesham-pramatva-nidhanam Pashyan-api-na-pashyati. In the very first chapter, Sukadeva Goswami says that a man, because he is intoxicated by his body, his children, his wife, and his bodily properties, possessions, he does not see the death is imminent, death is coming very soon. Nidhanam pashyan apena pashyati. His relatives are dying, his friends are dying, his neighbors are dying, but he doesn't think he is going to die. He thinks that he is going to live forever. So, bodily concept of life creates this illusory attachment in the material world. So, to avoid that happening, one must constantly associate with Srimad Bhagavatam. Constantly associate with Sukadeva Goswami. One time Srila Prabhupada said, I asked Prabhupada, why do you say Jesus Christ is a pure devotee? He never mentioned the name of Krishna. Prabhupada said, because he had no material desires. Therefore he is a pure devotee. So material desire, to not have material desire is a very great achievement. This beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam has become more beautiful because Sukadeva Goswami had no material desires. He was self-realized from the very birth. For 16 years he lived in the womb of his mother, and as soon as he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from his father Vyasadeva, he came out to recite Srimad Bhagavatam. He started, he was 16 years old and fully grown young boy, started naked, he started roaming, running. And so many women were taking bath without clothes. And they saw this naked young man going, but they didn't feel anything because He had no duality. This is woman, this is man, this is sense government. And behind him his father, Vyasadeva, who was an old man. He was running, my dear Shuka, my dear Shuka, my dear Shuka. He was running behind Shukadeva. So when they saw him, they covered their bodies. They hastily put their clothes on. When they were asked, why these old men, you put the clothes on, young men, you didn't put the clothes on. Because they said, because he was just like a child. He had no duality. That this is a woman's body, this is a man's body. But his father had the duality in his eyes. So Sukadeva Goswami was self-realized. And therefore he recited Srimad Bhagavatam. 60,000 sages considered him to be the most qualified man to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. So even a devotee in Santaras, a passive relationship, because he has no material desire, he is the great devotee. Even if we are theoretically, we believe that we are in the, we believe in conjugal relationship, we believe in the gopi bhava as the highest, but our realization is not there. So Prabhupada says very sternly that one who is not on, free from the worldly concept of life should not discuss too much the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, the Sahajya Bhava will come. So, for life, the most important mission is to become free from bodily concept of life, to become free from Dehatma Bhava and material desires. And that is, and the best way Prabhupada mentioned here is to constantly carry out his order, distribute his books, preach his mission. And in the very, it doesn't have to be that you have to study all the literatures, hundreds of literatures, and become scholar and become expert. Simply by distributing books, all the knowledge will be revealed from within the heart. Whatever is required for our advancement will be revealed within the heart. And our all the necessary energy will be supplied by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
Mission of the Lord. Since we're following in the footsteps of the great Acharyas, I should also follow in the footsteps and go chant for 5 or 10 years and really build up my potency and strength and get purified so that I can actually do the mission of preaching.
Well, the greatest Acharya that you should follow is your immediate Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada never told us, never. On the contrary, when the Upadeshamrita came out, then the Nectar of Instruction came out, some devotees were agitated. Oh, the Upadeshamrita says that the highest place to be is Radhakund. The greatest place on the earth is Mathura Mandal, Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, the greatest place is Govardhan. Govardhan is Radhakund. So who is a man of intelligence who will not stay in Radhakund? So devotees wanted to make a beeline to come to Radhakund. So Prabhupada said, the rascal, why doesn't he read the first verse? Pacho vegam manasa, kodha vegam jiva vegam, udara pasta vegam. First, control your senses, control the pushes of your mind and your tongue and your anger, and then think about 12th verse. So before we have controlled all our pursuits of the senses, we cannot actually go in Radha Kund. And Prabhupada says, Markata Vairagya, just like you heard the monkey, they have no place, they have no home to stay, they eat only leaves and fruits, but they always think about she monkey. So this is Markata Vairagya, jumping from one branch to another, from America to India, India to America. They want to jump. They don't want to follow the order of their spiritual master. So the order of our spiritual master is, everything is in the book, everything is in the medical store, all medicines are there. But what is, which medicine is fit for us, which medicine is for us, is to be prescribed by the physician. And we should take according to prescription, not according to our desire. So the greatest acharya is Prabhupada. Especially Prabhupada caught the pulse of the modern world, and the modern mind, the modern ideology, psychic consciousness. So he knew exactly where we all stood, and he prescribed for us. As long as we went on doing this, his order, things were going on very nicely. We all felt like Hare Krishna is going to take over the whole world. When we started doubting, then things started becoming different.
You mentioned the significance of preaching early on. So what exactly preaching means? Distributing the books, or what exactly one supposed to do preaching means?
Preaching means anything, any preaching to somebody else who doesn't know much about Krishna. Awakening a sleeping soul. Awakening, meeting a new people, two new persons, talking to them about Krishna. That is preaching. And also preaching to the devotees amongst ourselves. That's also preaching. But more important is preaching to the people who do not know. New people. That's the most important preaching. And distributing books is like that. We are distributing a literature to a new person. So therefore, as Prabhupada said, is the highest, the best form of preaching.
So if you cannot really preach like a preacher, and if you just distribute the books somehow or other,
you get the full benefit. Full benefit.
Thank you.
One time, devotees complained to Prabhupada that these devotees are distributing books but they are not reading it. So Prabhupada said, sometimes a rich man is not very highly educated, but he gives charity, gives donation to open schools and college universities. They don't have a college degree, but they give millions of rupees to open a school or college. So even though he doesn't have a degree, even if a devotee is not very well read, very well versed, he is charitable and he goes out and distributes books. So even if one is not very well versed, some devotees are not very inclined to, philosophically inclined, still, if you just go and distribute literature, you will still get the benefit. And Krishna will protect whatever you have carried, whatever you have attained in spiritual life. Yes.
In the Gita, in 18th chapter, those who are non-devotees and arrogant people, you should not preach them. Krishna says to Arjuna, you should not tell them this knowledge. So
Prabhupada explained like this, that every living entity is by nature Jivara Sarupahaya Krishna Nityadas. Everybody is a servant of Krishna. They have forgotten it. So until you talk to somebody, you don't know that he is arrogant. So you preach to him. If he is too arrogant, if he is too proud, then go to the next one. But even arrogant and proud person is very artificial, it's very external. in a very few minutes they will appreciate. If you are powerful, if you are expert, then they will appreciate. We have seen it on the field. Even very antagonistic person, after a while he becomes attracted to Krishna consciousness. So we don't have to worry about somebody's antagonism or argument. But if somebody is very offensive, then you go to the next one.
We preach to others after perfecting our life, or while we doing that?
No, to perfect your life you preach. You shouldn't preach some high faluting big philosophy which you do not know, but you know Bhagavad Gita. You just know Bhagavad Gita, Saradharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Raja. Or Krishna says, just remember these 2-3 verses. Saraguya Tamam Bhuya Srunume Paramacha. Please hear this most confidential instruction from me again, because you are my very dear friend, Arjuna. I am telling you, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Think of me, bow down to me, offer your homage to me, worship me. You will certainly come to me. Abandon all sorts of religiosity, surrender to me alone. So this simple basic instruction, you are not the body, you are a spirit soul. Dehino Asminyatha Dehe Kaumarame Vanunjara. So if you know these basic instructions, and you know that Krishna is God, and if we should surrender our life to Him, then you are qualified to preach. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to look at the Bhagavad Back to Kodar magazine, and some editor would ask Bhaktisiddhanta, what should I be careful about in editing Back to Godhead? He said, just see the name Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, devotional service, and if it's there, then print it. you don't have to be a great philosopher. Yes. Hare Grace.
Thank you so much for the nice class, Prabhuji. All words from Srila Prabhupada as it is. He was saying in the purport that we should have compassion on the suffering souls. So how do we develop this compassion for all the suffering souls?
You don't have to worry. You are already distributing books every day. So yeah, that is the compassion. To give your life tan, man, dhan, body, mind, wealth, utilize in preaching. That's the compassion. All our energy should be utilized for welfare for others. Prabhupada, he shed every last drop of his blood for writing transcendental literature, going out and selling them in the tea stalls, and he saved 10 paisa to print his books. So he set an example for us how we should dedicate all our energy for benefiting others. But you're doing a good job, don't worry. Yes. Pardon me?
Just now you told the sense gratification is considered to be like a stool. So how can we control the sense gratification, even though you know the body concept and know how to control the mind, but cannot be controlled because this is not in our hand?
It is in our hand, just like Prabhupada says. Ebena Badir Tumar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, if you preach Krishna consciousness, then your mind will not be disturbed or distracted by sense gratification. Easiest way to control the sense gratification is to constantly go out and preach about Krishna. This is the fearless shelter Krishna gives for one who preaches his glories. He protects them. It's the easiest way. Hare Krishna.
Every day we have thousands of visitors at the temple. And if we could just get some of our devotees to come and speak with them. Because you said that preaching is not optional. Thousands of people come, they take darshan, and then they go away. If we could just encourage our devotees here in ISKCON Vrindavan to come and open their mouth, and praise Srila Prabhupada,
yes.
Preach.
Actually, people in India are very attracted to this movement. We have to take advantage of that, their inquisitiveness, and go to them and talk to them about Krishna consciousness. So, whenever you get a chance, mix with the people and tell them about Krishna. So many thousands of people come. Just go and talk to them. They are so eager to take photos with you and talk with you and... Yes. Last question. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you told everybody, whoever knows a little bit even, they should go out and preach about Krishna. But Prabhuji, in one of the Upanishads, it's mentioned that preaching to the faithless becomes an offense.
That means after you know that somebody is faithless, you just go on rattling your mouth. That's bad. But first, when you talk to somebody, you don't know that he's faithless. When you first approach somebody, you don't know he is faithless.
Yeah.
According to the Shastra, everybody is a living, every living entity is a devotee of Krishna. Jivera Sarupohaya, Krishna Nitya Das. Potentially, every living entity is a servant of Krishna. We have to now revive that hidden Krishna consciousness in him by talking about Krishna.
Yes,
you understand? So, you try to talk to them about Krishna, and he'll say, "Oh, what is this? What is this book? How much is it?" And then there are two kinds of non-devotee. One is a simple, innocent, ignorant person, and second is an envious person. So the envious person you avoid, and ignorant person you be merciful upon him. It is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that Ishvareshu Tadadineshu, Balisheshu, Dushasucha, Prema Maitri Kripopeksha, Yakaroti Samadhyama. Madhyam devotee loves God, makes friends with his devotees, be merciful upon innocent demon, and avoids the envious demon. There are two kinds of demons. One is envious and one is innocent. So innocent demon you be merciful upon. And envious demon you ignore.
To even handle envious also.
Uttamadhikari doesn't preach to anybody because he thinks that everybody is a devotee except me. So Uttamadhikari comes down to the platform Madhyamadhikari in order to preach. Uttamadhikari preaches but on the Madhyam platform. Because Uttamadhikari, he thinks everybody in the whole world is a devotee except myself. Prabhupada is the Uttamadhikari, he is the greatest preacher, but in order to preach, you have to discriminate. This is a demon, this is a devotee, this is good, this is bad. Uttamadhikari is free from all such. Huh? Yeah. Uttamadhikari doesn't, no. Ideologically he doesn't preach. But Uttamadhikari is the only good preacher. He is the best preacher. This is a very mystical thing. Uttamadhikari is the best preacher, but he doesn't want to preach. Because he thinks that he is the lowest of the low, he is the most humble of all, and he thinks everybody is a devotee except myself. Every whatever way you can preach, you preach. Every which way you can preach, you preach. Repeat. Simply don't say anything from your own head. Repeat Krishna's words. Repeat Prabhupada's words. And you cannot fail. You cannot go wrong. Be humble. Be kind. Be considerate. And preach about Krishna. Krishna from within the heart, he will give you inspiration. He'll give you energy. Don't have to worry about it. There is no some manual that you have to write. Krishna is in the heart and he will give you all the necessary intelligence. We have a very last thing I'll say. We have personal experience. In 1972, we used to distribute Back to God magazine on the street. In 1972, Tripurari Maharaj, he came to ISKCON and he was distributing books in Los Angeles. So he started a new style. He would shake hand with somebody. Hey, how are you doing? Are you from here? Out of town. Make friend with the person. And then he says, we got this nice Vedic literature. This is an ancient book from India. It tells you all about your soul. You are not the body, you are a soul. Like that, some introduction. And then put the book in his hand. And then he said, oh, you are just giving it to me? Oh, well, whatever little donation you can give for printing. So he developed a new style. And that just increased the book distribution so exponentially. Thousands of books started going every day. So some of these devotees, they were inspired from heart by Krishna, by Prabhupada, how to approach a person without offending him, without making him feel bad, and it was still distributing lots of books. So Krishna will give you intelligence. Our devotees in Gujarat, they were distributing one book, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Either Bhagavad Gita or Krishna book or thing like that. Then one devotee started to make a whole set, because 100 rupees is nothing for a big bungalowala in this thing. So he says, this is not good. We are multiplying our efforts like this. So they made a whole set of 7 books, and they used 7 books and 700 rupees, 7 books, and they are equally going out as easily as they were selling one or two books before. So that Krishna gives you intelligence by which you distribute books. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.